If you want to learn French right,
FrenchPod.com.
You gotta go to the site.
FrenchPod.com.
Yeah, that's where you customize your iTunes feed. Find premium study tools that you need.
FrenchPod.com.
Be part of the online community.
FrenchPod.com.
Yeah. Sign in now, try it for 7 days.
FrenchPod.com.
Bonjour, les amis. Welcome to French Pod America.
And my name is Amaury. Bonjour.
We have a fantastic newbie lesson today.
That's right, Erica.
There are several expressions that are very essential. You're going to use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're the polite things to say in various situations.
And that's why I do appreciate that lesson so much.
Okay.
Because it's all about politeness.
And it also will make your stay in France more comfortable because you'll know what the nice thing to respond to people in situations is.
Yeah.
So we're about to go to a jazz club. One thing often in jazz clubs, it's pretty crowded, right?
Yeah, you never find a seat, you're right.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So what's one of the things that we're going to hear in this dialogue?
Il y a quelqu'un?
That's what you would say when you want to ask if someone's sitting here. Il y a quelqu'un.
Il y a quelqu'un. So now we listen to the dialogue 3 times.
And then we'll come back and translate it for you.
Dialogue, first time.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Dialogue, third time.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
So first, let's see the translation.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Excuse me, is there someone sitting here?
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Excuse me, is there someone here?
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un? Non, je vous en prie.
No, please go ahead.
Non, je vous en prie.
No, go ahead.
Non, je vous en prie. Merci, c'est gentil.
Thanks, that's nice of you.
Merci, c'est gentil.
Thank you, that's nice.
Merci, c'est gentil. De rien.
You're welcome.
De rien.
Sure, no problem.
De rien.
Okay.
So as we said, something really happens all the time.
Yeah, and this first sentence is especially, that was our key phrase.
Yeah, because when you don't know French, it's not that easy, you know, when someone comes to you and asks you, il y a quelqu'un?
It's not so obvious what they're saying.
No.
But now you're going to know, and you're probably going to hear people say this all the time. Il y a quelqu'un. It literally means, there is someone. Which part of that is someone?
Quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un. And then il y a, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Il y a quelqu'un. But just memorize it as one chunk, because you're going to hear it in various scenarios.
Yeah. Il y a quelqu'un?
So one of them is when it comes to chairs. When you say, il y a quelqu'un, what they're asking you is someone sitting here? The important thing to know, like in English, if you went up to someone and said, is someone sitting there? You're implying that you want to sit with them and have a chat.
Yeah, that's not the case here.
Yeah, in French, it's not. They just want the chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't mean they want to talk to you necessarily.
Just want to sit.
Right. A lot of times they're going to take the chair with them.
Exactly.
Especially outside, like in a garden or in a park or in a cafe. You will hear a lot of times people come up and say, il y a quelqu'un? That means, can I take this chair here to my table because we need another chair.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have a new friend.
Right, yeah. So don't be alarmed that you think someone's expecting to come sit at your table and harass you when they ask you this. They just need a place to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens a lot in France, too, especially like in the restaurants, because everything's so close.
Right, yeah. You can have a restaurant or bar with loads of table in a really small space.
Uh-huh, and the tables are really close together.
Yeah, so people who don't know each other often sit next to each other.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily talk to each other the whole time.
No.
They just happen to be sharing a table. There are other contexts that you can hear and use this expression, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because it really means, is there someone?
Right.
So, for example, if you're knocking at the door and you don't hear anything or anyone, you just say, il y a quelqu'un?
Is someone there? Or especially for the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
You're not sure if someone's in there and you don't want to open it, you can say, excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un?
Especially if you're not sure and you don't want an embarrassing moment.
Yeah, so. It's always better to be safe. Okay. So, what does the person answer here?
Non, Je vous en prie.
Okay, so no, there isn't anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Je vous en prie. This literally means I pray you to do it, or I pray you about it. But it's a fixed, very common expression in French.
That's right.
It's used quite a bit. Like in this context, it means no, go ahead. Je vous en prie. No,
yeah.
No problem. And it's a formal way, the vous way, for someone you don't know. No, je vous en prie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing to say because it's another way to show politeness.
Mm-hmm. Please, go right ahead. Je mm-hmm. vous en prie.
Yep.
Be my guest.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have another polite expression.
Merci.
And then they say something after that.
C'est gentil.
It means it's nice, but it's like, you know, it's nice of you to have done that. But in French, you don't have to add all of that stuff. You just say, it's nice. C'est gentil.
Yeah.
Amri, you're gentil.
You too, Erica. You're gentil.
Ah, oh, merci, Amri.
De rien.
And that's how you say you're welcome. Let's work on the pronunciation. Can you say it really slow?
De rien.
De rien.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
No sweat. No big deal. Mm-hmm. De rien.
De rien.
So let's listen to that dialogue 3 more times.
Yeah.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi. Il y a quelqu'un ?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un ?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Dialogue, third time.
Excusez-moi, il y a quelqu'un ?
Non, je vous en prie.
Merci. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Okay, we're back. Now, this dialogue is just filled with really great, useful expressions that are really polite. Let's talk about two of them a little bit more. Let's start with je vous en prie. Now, here in the dialogue, it was used to, when someone's like, can I do this? You're like, yeah, je vous en prie, go ahead. So that's one context you can use it.
Yeah, but there's another context as well.
Okay.
When you do a favor for someone.
Uh-huh. And the person thanks you.
Yeah.
Then you can say, je vous en prie.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you were in a hotel and you went to the concierge, gave you some really great recommendations of restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and you went and said, oh, thanks so much for those restaurants, he would probably say to you, oh, madame, je vous en prie.
That's right. Or when I hold the door for a girl and she said, thanks.
Uh-huh.
I just go with je vous en prie.
What a gentleman. What a smoothie. So that's another good example, right?
And now we've got the other one.
Right. C'est gentil.
Uh-huh.
In the dialogue, it was like, merci, c'est gentil. It's nice of you to have let me take this chair, right? But it's also a really great expression to use when someone compliments you.
Exactly.
Now, that's one thing in English. A lot of times when you get people compliment you, it sometimes it creates an awkward moment because you're not sure what to say. In French, I always found it was so much easier because you have this fixed expression, oh, merci, c'est gentil. So, for example, Amory, after your vacation, you're so tan. You look really good.
Oh, merci, Erika. C'est gentil.
De rien.
But you look good too, Eric, even if you didn't go on vacation.
Ah, merci, Amory. C'est gentil.
De rien.
Okay, now another way you can use this, which is really good, is sometimes when people compliment your language ability. For example, if someone were to say to you, like, wow, you speak French really well,
mm-hmm.
this is a good thing to answer. Merci, c'est gentil.
Exactly. You just need to say that to show that you appreciated the compliment.
And then you can move on in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, merci, c'est gentil.
Yep.
Let's do a quick review mm-hmm. of all these great expressions. We learned how to say, excuse me.
Excusez-moi.
Now, that chair, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't occupied. So I go up to the person, I say what?
Il y a quelqu'un? And if there isn't someone sitting in a chair and you want to give the okay so that the people can take it or use it, you just say, non, je vous en prie.
And that's also what you can say when someone thanks you for a favor. Hey, je vous en prie. We also learn how to say, that's really nice of you.
C'est gentil.
C'est gentil. Merci. And you're welcome.
De rien.
Okay, so if you have any questions about this lesson, you can come to frenchpod.com and you can ask us.
Yeah.
And you'll find other things to do there too. So, merci.
Au revoir.